We're starting Hilchos Tisha B'Av Ushar Tanios, which can be found at the beginning of Chelek Vav, towards the beginning of Chelek Vav Mishnah Berurah, Simen Tov Kuf Mem Tes, 549. Uvo Beis Seifim, Lis Anos Dalet Tzomos, Ubo Beis Seifim, to fast 4 fast days. Zif Aleph. Chayavim Lis Anos B'Tisha B'Av U'B'Shivelsa B'Tamos, Uva Gimel B'Tishrei, Uva Sar V'Teves, Mipnei Dvarim, Haroim, She'iru B'hem. We have 4 fast days throughout the year in order to remember the terrible tragedies that occurred during those days. Tisha B'Av, Asar V'Teves, let's go in order. Tisha B'Av, Shavasa B'Tamuz, Gimel B'Tishrei is Tzom Gedalia, and Asar V'Teves. The Mishnah Berurah here at Zifkat and Aleph tells us that these are all based on a Pasuk in Zechariah. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, skip down past the Pasuk, what is the most important part of the fast day? V'chol elu hayamim kol Yisrael mis'anim b'hem ibnei atzaros she'iru b'hem. All these days, Jews fast because of the terrible tzaros that occurred. Why do we fast, says the Mishnah Berurah? Kidei la'orer halavavos l'fakeach adarchei atshuva. In order to wake us up, in order to do tshuva. V'yezi zikaru l'maaseinu haroim. This is to remind us of our evil ways, umase avoseinu, and the evil ways of our forefathers, not our forefathers, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, but our fathers, shahaya kemaaseinu, ata ad shegaram lehem v'lanu osan atzaros, because of the terrible churban abayis, the terrible sin aschinam, the avodah zara, gil raya, shvichas damim, everything brought down in the svarim, all the reasons that led to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. When we think about the averas that we did in order to deserve the terrible churban, noshuv lehetiv, will come to do tshuva. Kamosh ne'amar, as the pasuk says, v'sivadu es avonam ves avon avosom begomer. V'lochein chayev kol ish losum alibo. Every single person has to pay attention. Ba'osan ayamim, during these 4 fast days. With a fashvesh b'maisav, he has to look at his ways, v'loshu b'hen, and to do tshuva. Ke'ena ikar atayinus, k'mosha kosav anshe Ninveh. The most important part of the fast day is not the fasting. As the pasuk says by Ninveh, we know, Yonah told them to do tshuva, and they fasted. And what does the pasuk say after they fasted and wore sackcloth? V'yar Hashem es ma'asehem. Hashem saw their ways. V'amur chazal, et sakom ves tanisim lo ne'amar. It doesn't say Hashem saw their sackcloth and their fasting. Elad ma'aseyim. Hashem saw their deeds. That's the most important thing. V'ein atayin et al ha'chanu l'tshuva. The whole point of fasting is to prepare us to do tshuva. L'chein osam ha'anashim shekeshem mis'anim hochim b'tiyul. Those who fast and they watch TV all day, they go to the movies, or they go b'tiyul, b'dvarim b'teilim, tofsu ha'tofel v'hinichu ha'ikr. They've taken the tofel and they've left over the ikr. The ikr is tshuva. Oh, so great, I'll do tshuva without fasting. No, says the Mishnah Berurah, mikol makom ein lifter at atzmo b'tshuva b'vad. Don't think you can just do tshuva. Ki yomim eileh mitzvasei medivrei ha'nevi'im l'sanos bem u'kamosha kasavnu l'mala. Because these 4 fast days are a mitzvasei medivrei kabbalah from the Nevi'im to fast. So therefore, we have these 4 fasts to remind us of the churban habayis, and to remind us to do tshuva for the averes that caused the churban habayis, so that we can be zocha be'ezrat Hashem to Mashiach on the next Beis HaMikdash. What terrible things happened on these 4 days? So here, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Beis gives the list. Shavasa B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av is a Mishnah, I think it's the last Mishnah in Masachas Tainus. Let's look at Sifkat and Beis. Dvar Maroim, Ki B'Shavasa B'Tamuz, Irbo Chamesh Tzoros. There were 5 Tzoros that happened to the Jews on Shavasa B'Tamuz. Again, this is a Mishnah. Bo nishtarbu aluchos. First of all, Moshe smashed the luchos because of the Chet Egel and Shavas HaBetamuz. Kishiyar Moshe min har kimefurish ba'Torah, as it's explained in the Torah. Ubutul ha'tomid od mil hakriv v'bayis harishon. The korban tomid stopped being brought during the bayis rishon. V'huv ko'o ha'ir b'churban bayisheni. During the second Beis HaMikdash, the walls of the city were broken down, were destroyed. V'saraf apostomos ha'rosha es ha'torah, apostomos ha'rosha burned the sefer Torah, v'hu amad tzelem b'heichal. Here there's actually different girsas. If it's he'emid, which would be going on apostomos, or hu amad, that somebody else Menashe, the king, perhaps, v'hu amad tzelem behecha, put an avodah zara into the Beis HaMikdash. Those are the five reasons that we fast on Shavuot or B'Tamuz. What about Tisha B'Av? The Mishnah Berurah continues, B'Tisha B'Av, also we had five tzaras. Hayu b'churban ha'gadol shenechra b'abayis rishon v'gam ha'sheni, churban bayis rishon and sheni. That was the day the Jews, the Meraglim, came back and said that they don't want to give a bad report about Eretz Yisrael. Vayivku, they cried. They cried that night. Chazal tells us that night was Tisha B'Av. Hashem said, you're crying for no reason. I'll give you a reason to cry. And Hashem said, I'm going to make Tisha B'Av a night of crying for generations. The great city of Beitar was destroyed. There were tens of thousands of Jews. They all fell to the Goyim. They were all killed. It was as terrible a tragedy as the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash itself. That day that's destined for tragedy, Charash turnus rufus harosh as a hechal, he plowed over Harabayas, Vetzvivav and the surrounding areas, Lakayim Ashneamar, Tzion Soda Techarash. Zion will be plowed. The Yom Gimel B'Tishrei, that's the day after Rosh Hashanah, Bo Nehra Gedalia ben Achikam, Sheminuhu Lerosh, Gedalia, who was appointed to be the governor of the Jews, was killed. La'achar ha'churban, after the churban, ala pleita nishara, he was in charge of the remaining Jews in Eretz Yisrael. V'nichba gechelet Yisrael nishara, and after he was killed, the spark, the last remaining spark of Yiddishkeit, of Jews in Eretz Yisrael, was extinguished. Ki'ayidei shenera galu kulam v'neregu mehem la'alofim. Many, many thousands were killed, and the rest were sent into Golus. Vasar Bateves, Shebo Somach Melech, Bavel Nebuchadnezzar, Rosha Al Yushalayim, Bevia Bamato, Bamatok, Umizenim Shecha Churban. Asar Bateves started the terrible Churban with the siege around Jerusalem, then came, really chronologically, Shebo Sarbet Tammuz, when the walls of Yushalayim were finally broken through by the Romans, and then the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed 3 weeks later on Tisha B'Av, and then after that, Gimel B'Tishrei, Gedalia was killed, and the Jews were sent into exile. The truth is that the first Berhetev, Sifkatan Aleph, here has a discussion, and the Shari Tshuva also, Sifkatan Aleph, Gedalia was not killed on Gimel Tishrei. Gedalia was really killed on Rosh Hashanah. And the Chachamim, since we can't fast on Rosh Hashanah, so they pushed the fast off until Gimel Tishrei. So there's a Machokas Aposkim. Does that mean that the fast is considered to be a Nidcha every single year? There are special rules. If we're supposed to fast on Shabbos, we push off the fast to Sunday. By Tisha B'Av, Shabbat, Sabbatamas, there are certain kulas we have by fast days that are Nidcha, that are pushed off. So there's a Machokas Aposkim. Do we say the same thing about every single Tzom Gedalia? Because really, every single Tzom Gedalia is a Nidcha because it's not on the day in which it occurred. That's the opinion of the Mekilim. Others say, no, since Chazal instituted it to be on Gimel Tishrei, therefore it's not considered Nidche, and we are not to consider it to be Nidche, and does not have the kulas of a Tainus Nidche. It seems, from the Ber Hetev and from the Bir Halacha, that most poskim are Machmir. That Tzom Gedalia is not considered to be a Nidche. Okay, let's look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkat on Gimel. Misha Tov Ochabahem. What if someone forgot it was a fast day and he ate? Does he have to complete the fast? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mikomokom Tzarech LaHashlem HaTainus. Acher She'ochal, he has to complete the Tainus. He forgot, he made a mistake, but he has to continue fasting afterwards. Why? The Misha Ochal Shum, Yachzav Yochal Shum. We have this comparison in different places in Shas. A person who ate garlic and his breath smells, so should he continue eating garlic so his breath will smell even more? Meaning he did something wrong, there's no reason to continue doing something wrong, and therefore he has to continue fasting. Does he have to do anything to atone for the fact that he's eaten on a fast day? Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'nzorchas anos yom acher, ayin the common simen tov kuf sam ches, sif aleph uv Mishnah Berurah sham. If you look over there, we will see that you do not have to, he does not have to fast another day, me'ikra din. If you would like to, the Maharil recommended to get a kapara to fast, but me'ikra din one is not chayef to fast another day. And Bizman Azeh, when fasting for us is generally difficult, So the Svarim recommend giving tzedakah to atone for various averes, and if one wanted to atone for the fact that he had eaten during a fast day, so he could give tzedakah. And there's a lot of excitement over here. Just gives general introduction, things that appear in the general Hilchos Taanios, which comes after Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Let's say a person ate a little bit. Is he considered to still be fasting or not? So obviously, l'chadchila, one is not allowed to eat anything at all. Not to eat, not to drink. If one ate a little bit less than a shear, so he's not considered to have lost his fast. Again, l'chadchila obviously is not allowed to do that, but for certain things, he's not considered to have lost his fast. Now, what is this shear? So some say it's a shear achila, kazayas b'kidei achilas pras. Others point to the shear that we have on Yom Kippur, which is the kosevis agasa, fat date, and petoch kidei achilas pras. So that's a machlokas. What is the shear? But if he ate a little bit, he doesn't lose his fast. So what does it mean he doesn't lose his fast? So there are around five different dinim that I wanted to discuss regarding fasting on a fast day. One is being a shlich tzibur. Can one be a shlich tzibur if he's not fasting on a fast day? Or can he be a bal korei? Can he read from the Torah if he's not fasting? So for these five things, if a person ate less than a shear, whatever that shear may be, he's considered to be fasting. He can be a shlich tzibur, he can be a bal korei, and we'll see the other things soon. If he ate a full-fledged shear, if he ate, so then the Shulchan Aruch says that he cannot daven for the Amud. Mishnah Berurah says, if there's nobody else. If there's nobody else to daven for the Amud, then he can't daven for the Amud, even though he's not fasting. But Pashtus, he's not allowed to daven for the Amud if he's not fasting. Pisrei Tshuva brings down the same thing by a Bal Korei, I believe. Bal Korei and Shlich Tzibur seem to have the same din. Next din, in Eretz Yisrael, we, in Chutz La'aretz also, perhaps. I don't think they do it in Chutz La'aretz on Mincha. On a fast day. In Eretz Yisrael, we duchen, Kohanim duchen by Mincha. On a fast day. So, if a Kohen is not fasting, generally we only duchen at a time when we're fasting, like generally in the morning, because we're afraid that a Kohen is going to have something to drink, and a Kohen who had something to drink, he's not allowed to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and he's also not allowed to duchen. So therefore, on a fast, usually by Mincha, we're afraid that the Kohen had something to drink during lunch. But on a fast day, we don't have that fear, so Kohanim duchen on a fast day. The whole discussion during Mincha Gedol, Mincha Ketana, earlier or later, we're not going to get into that. So Kaf HaChaim says, Paskins, that a Kohen who is not fasting may not duchen. Pisrei Tshuva brings down, and I also saw this in the Shalmei Moed, a relatively new sefer about from the Hanhagos and opinions of Rishon HaZamen Orbach related to the Moadim. And he says there that Rishon HaZamen was make if there was no other Kohen in Shul, that a Kohen who was not fasting could duchen, obviously if he didn't have anything to drink. And Rishon HaZamen goes even further. If there's one Kohen in the Shul, so duchening with one Kohen is derabanan. Duchening with two Kohanim is a mitzvah min haTorah. Not only, by the way, is a mitzvah min haTorah for the Kohanim to duchen, one of the first bir halachas in Hilchos Duchening, which is in the beginning of Chelek Beis Mishnah Berurah, says that there's a mitzvah min haTorah for the congregation to have in mind, to have kavana, to makabel the bracha from the Kohanim. So since, if there's only one, Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, if there's no Kohanim there, a Kohen may duchen. If there's one Kohen in the crowd who's fasting, the second Kohen who's not fasting also can duchen. Why? Because we want the duchening should be on a Torah level. So then the Kohen would be allowed to duchen in such a case as well. So that's three things that you need to basically generally be fasting for. Number four is getting an aliyah. So here the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Siman Tov Kuf Samach Vav that someone who's not fasting may not get an aliyah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down on a fast day. Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Magen Avraham that that's only by Mincha. But by Shachris, if it's Monday and Thursday, then maybe you would be able to get an aliyah because we all have Kriyas HaTorah on Shachris on Monday and Thursday. It's true that this is a different Kriya, but we still have a Shachris. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a big machlokas about that and says, B'diyavid, if they called them up for an aliyah on Monday and Thursday morning, where anyway there's laning, so a person who's not fasting could receive an aliyah. If a person, again, ate a little bit less than a shear, whatever that shear is, then he's considered to be fasting for this, and it's no problem. For the rest of the days, non-Mondays and Thursdays, and for Mincha, There are mekilim here as well, but Lamaisa the Mishnah Berurah says that he should not, even if he's called up, he should, seems to be saying, that's how the Pesachei Tshuva understands him, even if he's, he says, make sure you're not in shul so they don't call you up for an aliyah, and it, Pesachei Tshuva understands that even if you're in shul, you should not go up for an aliyah, unless, and this the Mishnah Berurah says explicitly, unless he's a Talmid Chacham, and is gonna be, who for whatever reason is not fasting, and it's gonna be a big zilzon, a chil Hashem, then he can go up, he can rely on the opinions that are mekel. But most poskim are machmer, and he should not go up for an aliyah. Most people who are not fasting should not go up for an aliyah on a fast day. B'diyavid, if it's a Monday or Thursday morning, then he can get an aliyah. The Pesachei Tshuva brings down another exception. Tisha B'Av in the morning, he brings down from Rav Sternbach that one could be mekel, even if he's not fasting, to get an aliyah. The reason for the Shitat Amekilim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, is because the whole bracha was instituted for Kavod HaTzibur, so what's the difference if you're fasting or not? Mishnah Berurah concludes not like the Mekilim. But that's the Svar he brings down for the Mekilim. There also seems to be a famous Chasam Sofer who held that a Tainus Tzibur is a day that's Chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah. So whether you're fasting or not, today is still a day that's Chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah, you're Chayiv to listen to Kriyas HaTorah, and you can even get an Aliyah. Some say the question that was raised to the Chasam Sofer was dafka by Tisha B'Av. Maybe that's why Rosh Sternbach is mekel by Tisha B'Av. Others say that Tisha B'Av shouldn't be any different than the other fast days. They're all takonos hanaviim, and there shouldn't be any difference. Well, even if you're not fasting, it's a yom that's chayev b'tainus. Even if you're not fasting, and a yom that's chayev in Kriyas HaTorah. But bottom line, seems from the Mishnah Berurah, if it's a Monday or Thursday b'diavad, he can get an aliyah. If it's not a Monday or Thursday morning, or if it's an afternoon by Mincha, he should not get an aliyah. He should make sure that they don't call him up for an aliyah. If he's eaten less than a shear, so then again, he can get an aliyah. That's no problem. The fifth thing is the issue of saying anenu. So here there seems to be a contradiction in the Mishnah Berurah. In Siman Tov Kuf Samech Hey Sif Aleph, the Bir Halacha says that one should not say anenu at all if he's not fasting. In Siman Tov Kuf Samaches Sif Aleph, or Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel, he says that you should say anenu, and instead of saying Yom Tzom Tani, say nu, since you're not fasting, say Yom Tzom HaTainus Hazeh. This Tainus, not my Tainus, because I'm not fasting. So I asked this question to Rav Nevuzel. It seems to be a stira. On the one hand, Bir Halacha says not to say it. On the other hand, Mishnah Berurah says that you should say it, just change the wording. So Rav Nevuzel says no stira. A chole, who's not fasting at all, shouldn't say it at all. No anenu. A person who is fasting, again, if he ate less than a shear, again, there's nothing to talk about, it's fine, is considered to be fasting. If he ate more than a shear, so he broke his fast, but he's still chayav to be mashed on the fast, so today is a fast day for him, so he should say Yom Tzom HaTainis Hazeh. So again, if a person is not fasting at all, he shouldn't say anenu at all. If a person is fasting, but he forgot and he ate a large amount of food, more than a shear, he should say, b'yom tzom tainus hazeh, since it's still a tainus for him, he has to continue fasting, but he can't say tainusenu because he broke in his fast. If he eats less than a shear, he can still say the regular anenu, b'yom tzom tainusenu. The Pesachei Tshuva brings down that one who's fasting and doesn't know if he'll be able to finish the fast, nonetheless, he's considered to be fasting. Found this interesting because the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Tov Kuf Samech Vav Sif Katon Chaf that if a person doesn't intend on fasting, then he's not considered to be fasting and he can't daven for the Yomid. So I don't know it's not necessarily a stira, because if you're not planning on fasting, it's not a fast day for you. But if you are planning on fasting, just you don't know if you're going to be able to make it through because you're feeling sick or whatever, so then you're still considered to be fasting. The Bir Halacha over here, the first Bir Halacha in Siman Tov Kuf Mem Tes, brings down that let's say you have a chosin and kal in the middle of Sheva Brachos, and in the middle of Sheva Brachos comes Asara B'Teves. Do they have to fast on Asara B'Teves? Says the Bir Halacha, yes. What if Asara B'Teves is pushed off? Nowadays, I don't think Asara B'Teves can be pushed off. Let's say Shavat Sabbat Tammuz was pushed off. So do they have to fast? So the Sfarim bring down that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, I don't know if he was always Mekel, but at least at one time, at one point, in one specific case, he was Mekel. I did not bring the Sefer to Rav Nevuzel, I just asked him the question Stam, and he thought that even on a Nidche, he thought even on a nidche that a chasan and kala should be fasting. And the other issue that we already mentioned, I wanted to point out the machlokas in the between the Be'er Heitev and the Shari Tshuva, whether Tzom Gedalia is considered a nidche or not. So according to Rav Nachman, at least in this regard, it wouldn't make a difference. There's still other kulas, which hopefully we'll get to as we learn Hilchos Taanios in preparation for the 3 weeks and 9 days, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, and Tisha B'Av. But in this regard, there's no nafka mina. According to that kula of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, so then there would be a nafka mina if Tzom Gedalia is considered to be a nidche or not. It seems that Tzom Gedalia, most poskim hold, is not considered to be nidche, even though it's not the actual Yortzeit of Gedalia, since that was the day that Chazal instituted that we fast, it's not considered a nidche at all. Let's do Sif Beis, Tov Kuf Mem Tes Sif Beis. Afagad Dichsi Bakra B'Chodesh HaRevi'i B'Tisha L'Chodesh Huvka Ha'ir. Even though the Pasuk says that the city, the walls of the city were broken down on the fourth month, which is Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, on the ninth day of the Chodesh the walls were broken down, we do not fast on the ninth day of Tammuz, even though that's the day that the walls of the Yerushalayim were broken down. We fast on Shavuos HaBetamuz. Even though the Bayis Rishon, the walls were knocked down on the ninth day of Tammuz, during the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, the walls were broken down on the ninth day of Av. During the second Beis HaMikdash, the walls of Yerushalayim were knocked down on the 17th day of Av. That's what we saw in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis. So why do we fast on the 17th day and not the ninth day of Tammuz? So here, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, because the Churban Bayis Sheni is more severe for those of us who are living after the Churban Bayis Sheni. And therefore, Chazal instituted to fast Dafka and Yud Zayin. Why don't we fast on both? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Dalid. V'lorotu l'gzor gam b'tish'a, de'e machichan al tzibar yoter midai. Chazal did not want to institute too much fasting, something that we wouldn't be able to handle. Okay, that's it for Siman Tovkuf Mentes. A fast intro to Hilchos Tisha B'Av U'Sha'ar Taanios.